Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday, another week. How are we?
Good morning.
Doing great, feeling fresh.
Really good.
Aren't we all from the amazing weather on the weekend?
Oh, it was so nice, especially Sunday. Like, that sun was just beautiful.
It just puts you in such a fantastic mood, doesn't it? Just when you wake up, you feel the warmth, you see the sunshine, incredible. I was in such a great mood yesterday.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, sorry I didn't make it out for drinks.
Oh, that's all right. I was just, you know, trolling around to everyone, basically.
Seeing who you could find around town.
Well, but you ended up, someone went out with you yesterday.
No, I went by myself. I went for like a little walk down to the brewery yesterday afternoon.
Would have been so good
dinner,
by the water.
A couple of cocktails. It was great.
Nice
so
one.
Good. What did you guys get up to?
I spent a bit of time on the couch on Sunday, but Saturday, yeah, a fair bit of work going on. And I went to the farm as well Friday night. Night. Busy weekend, really.
Yeah. How's mum and dad?
Yeah, they're doing good.
Nice.
They invited another, like, random friend over for dinner as well. They always do that.
Well, we were chatting about this on the show last week, how they like to sort of hook their single friends up.
Yeah.
They try and add a person to your relationship with Emmy. You know,
I don't think
the whole polyamorous vibe going on.
The guy was, like, 60, so I doubt it. Plus, also, hey, not being into the whole polyamorous thing.
Some people are into daddies, Crevo.
I end up going to walk about yesterday around, like, Hunter and the Hunter Street in the city.
Yeah.
End up going to
the Hunter Street.
The Hunter Street. Ooh. In the city. Went to Cathedral Park. So it was fascinating. Ended up going up there, and there's this park with, like, this old cemetery, like, next to the church.
Right.
And I love going and looking at old tombstones.
Yeah, everyone's got hobbies, I guess.
Yeah, but you know what? The tombstones are great because these ones, like, they date back to, like, 1860s, and it says, like, you know, about them and how they died and who they're related to. Like, it was fascinating, the different ones there, whereas now you go to a cemetery and you don't know anything about them. You just see their name and their date.
Mm.
Whereas I love the fact that you can find out how they died and whatever, and all these steps right up to the cathedral there.
Yeah.
They actually have sort of like there's thousands of people's names and, like,
wow,
where they were from in the Hunter.
That's
and
really interesting.
And how they died on each step all the way up to the cathedral.
It's because they didn't have, like, great records back then or the internet. Now you see someone and you can just, like, if you know their name, you can find out all about their life. Back then, just no information. So they just wrote it all on the stone.
On the stone.
That was above where you died.
It was fascinating, though. Like, there was this one guy accidentally killed by a musket. And, like, there was a lot of convicts, because obviously Newcastle was built, obviously, like, by convicts. So it was interesting.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm glad you had a great weekend snooping around a cemetery.
Exploring old cemeteries.
But, guys, there's this lady, right? She thought she hit the jackpot. She entered a competition. She found out she won. She was like, sweet, I'm going to get $10,000 cash. But then it went all wrong for her. So you're not going to believe it after this.
Uh-oh.
Well, it clearly wasn't you. You'd be very upset.
Yeah, you'd be moping around.
Oh, trust me, this lady was just as filthy.
It's 6:09 with the Novos. Kick-starting your Monday, Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire. Live across Newcastle, good morning. Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire. Much warmer start to your day today. It's currently 12 degrees at Nobby's, tops of 22 degrees on the coast.
And guys, you're not going to believe this, but a woman named Jane from Melbourne.
Jade.
Jane.
Oh,
Jane,
sorry.
Yeah. Very similar, though.
Would have been perfect.
Yeah, no. She entered the Pringles What's the Flavour competition when it kicked off every single day. That's dedication.
So how does it work? You have to, like, eat a Pringle and guess the flavour?
No, so they had this mystery flavour. So, like, Pringles have an array, and they're like, we're bringing out a new mystery flavour. If you can guess the exact flavour that we're bringing out in our next Pringles range, you will win $10,000 cash.
Sweet prize. I'm into it.
Oh, yeah.
And eating chips and getting paid.
And the thing is, Pringles dropped clues as well.
Yeah.
So there were like a little hidden, you know, there's like some eggs and there was like a cheese grater at one point. And this one lady really thought about it. She's like, I know it. So every single day, I think for like 6 months, she entered this competition. And then Pringles got in touch to tell Jane she had won.
Oh, beauty.
So she's like...
Persistence.
Yeah, she's like, hell yeah, 10 grand. But when asked for her ID to validate, you know, who she was and all that sort of stuff, turns out she had registered for the New Zealand competition and not the Australian. So she entered for the New Zealand comp, not the Australian comp, and obviously she's Australian. So they were like, nah, you didn't win.
Wouldn't you be filthy?
That's the worst case of terms and conditions just getting you.
Getting you. And apparently both of the websites were exactly the same. Like, so you could only, like, the .au and the .nz was the only difference when the website.
That
she assumed
like
she had
a bit
it right.
Flawed, doesn't it?
It does. So then they did an investigation, of course.
Who did?
A
Tracy
current
Grinch
affair.
Was getting involved. You're kidding.
Current affair
they must
got
be
on board.
Really, really busy at the moment.
Yeah. And so they did the investigation. They're like, look, you know, the websites are so similar. And they heckled her. They're like, look, she entered every single day for, you know, 6 months. She was onto it. How can this happen? And then Pringles caved under the pressure because they were like, all right, we'll give her one case of Pringles.
That was
in the new flavor.
Oh,
wow.
And then they were like, you know what? That's not good enough.
So, Jade, what was the flavor?
It was carbonara.
Carbonara.
Yeah.
So I love that how she discovered the flavor through the clues and not the actual flavor of the gin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, all Pringles... like, really
taste
pretty similar. I mean, original's a bit different, and then everything else, you could call it whatever you want.
Exactly right. So now Pringles have buckled under the pressure of a current affair because they're there to solve crime and justice for all.
Yeah.
And so now she's getting $10,000 cash.
Oh, she's getting it in the end. You know what this feels like? It's almost as if, like, you know when somebody enters... Maddie, I don't know if you know anyone like this who enters a lot of competitions and then, like, follows up with the company consistently.
Yeah, me.
Oh, yeah, it is you.
Oh, you. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
I do that.
Similar name, too. Just saying.
Jane and Jade. It could be a Jathan.
Jeez, remember the DeLonghi situation.
Well,
when
never
you know,
look, I didn't win the Vespa.
Win a Vespa when you buy a kettle.
ring DeLonghi 57
I
times.
Spent over $80. I'm entitled to that.
You know what? I'm inspired by Jane. Next time, I need to get a current affair on board.
And enter every day. Don't forget that as well.
Mm.
You got to buy a lot of kettles next time.
And you know what? I love her quote. I am a winner after all. This is amazing. It's so great.
You know what? Real talk, she should not have gotten the money.
Read the T's and C's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, there's two separate competitions.
Go to the correct website.
Like, I fall AUNZ.
All right, Jay, so do you think if you went and brought, like, some New Zealand lotto and won, but, you know, obviously you need to be a New Zealand resident, and you won it, do you think you would be entitled to that money as well?
Yes.
I don't think so.
What about the poor person in Australia who missed out on it, who actually won because she took all the cash? Oh, it stinks of injustice.
Technicalities. But guys, we're about to play Lads versus Lasses after this on 131009. If you would like to take on the opposite sex in our quiz, you can win an awesome prize.
Yeah, we have a Father's Day package, a hamper full of wonderful stuff for Dad. And do you know what? Father's Day, don't worry about the socks or the Lowe's t-shirt. We've got you sorted.
This is way better.
Yeah.
It is.
Five apiece on the board at the moment. If you'd like to play, we need one guy, one girl. 131009. Call now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
It's currently 12 degrees out at Maitland. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. We're playing Lads versus Lasses.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Radio guys, Lads versus Lasses. If you don't know how this works, basically we ask you questions based... towards the opposite sex. If you're a male, we ask you female-based questions. If you're a chick, we ask you dude questions. And we have a female on the line, but we're waiting for a man to take her on. We need a male
on,
opponent.
You blokes. Don't let us down.
Honestly, because if a guy doesn't call 13, 10, or 9, you've got like 10 seconds, then the girl only needs to get one question right to win the prize.
Yeah. Oh, great. And then the girl's in the lead.
On offer today, an incredible Father's Day hamper. No need to go and waste your own money on a gift for dad. We've sorted it for you. 13 10 09.
Oh,
yes,
here we go. They're ringing.
Right. First up, alas, hello, who is it? Maren, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, we're doing good, Maren. Now, have you been playing along in the last couple of weeks, and how have you been doing?
Yeah, pretty good. I think I've got it all under control. We'll see.
Cool.
Excellent. All right.
Talk's a big game, Maren does.
I know. All right, should we kick off these questions?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, question number one. In golf, what sort of clubs are numbered from 1 to 10? Maren, you there?
First one wrong.
That's the answer is irons. Lucky I didn't get that question. Wouldn't have had any idea.
I didn't know either.
I tested it out on Hamish this morning.
He knew straight away.
Basically.
Manly men. All right, question number two. Where would you find a motherboard?
In an airplane?
No, it's in a computer.
Technically,
someone was
it's
carrying
in a plane. A motherboard would be
no,
in a plane.
That's not
in
the answer
in flight
need.
Computer.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
One more chance. Come on, you can do this. Come on, Maren.
Question number three. What company? Well, what company Rolex is not?
The company
Rolex is known for making what?
Watches.
Oh, of course.
Got one
right.
Yay.
Hang
I
on
almost
the line.
Couldn't speak there for a second.
Thank you, Maren.
Let's see.
Shano. Hey, Shano. How are you, brother?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing good, mate. How was your weekend?
Mate, Pearl, went up to Seal Rocks. It was brilliant.
Oh, man.
Good part of the world.
Stunning. What was the water like?
Freezing.
Yeah, the water was still pretty cold. All right, let's do this. You only need to get two right to walk away with this win. Are you ready?
Righto.
All right, let's kick it off. Shano, to which boy band did Nick Carter belong to?
I'd say
NSYNC. Close. The Backstreet Boys. Question number two. Which actress starred in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Wouldn't have a clue.
Audrey Hepburn. Last question. Sally Hansen is best known for which product?
Face cream.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Shano. That
tough
means
one today.
The girls did it again.
Maren, you've walked away with the win. Boom. No need to buy Dad a Father's Day gift.
Good job, Maren. Making me proud.
Thank you.
One question right. It's as easy as that, guys.
That's right. You can win
very
that
good.
Simply.
All right. After the news, we are talking, did you meet your partner online and are you still together? We're going to do that very soon. It's 6:28. Good morning.
The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Shade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, I just want to say a big happy birthday to my little sister today, Chelsea.
Oh, lovely. Aww.
Turning 24? Isn't it terrible?
You so confident.
24. I think 24. Yeah. It's terrible with siblings because I've just completely forgotten their ages now. You know when you get to that stage in life where you're just like, well, how old
you're
are they?
You're getting older in life, aren't
you?
No,
you've only got two. It's not hard.
Do you remember your sister's age?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I'm a bad sibling.
She's 38.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
There's a little bit of a pause there, Jade.
Had a moment, but no.
She's 38. Oh, so she's older. I thought she was younger for some reason.
No.
So did I somehow. Oh, well.
Oh, no. Jade's not happy now.
Oh, no.
Sorry, doll.
Well, Jade does love a birthday more, so...
That's true.
Makes sense, really, that you'd know the ages better.
Yeah. Well, that's true. She's related.
Well, yeah, there's that. Hey, up next on 13109, we want to talk about whether you've met your partner online. This is not, I don't want just like your quick Tinder relationship. I want like long-lasting relationship stories. Did you meet 5 years ago, still going strong, got kids and stuff? Amazing. 13109, give us your stories next.
Okay, after Matchbox 20, this is Push, live across Newcastle, currently 14 degrees at Warners Bay. Good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 23 degrees out at Maitland today. 13109, did you meet your partner online and are you still together?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is all because one of our Wedding at Your Door winners happened to meet their partner on MySpace. If you're a kid listening, MySpace is an ancient form of Facebook that used to exist and no longer does. They met there. They're still together. Beautiful story. And I thought, let's do this. Let's find out if there's other couples doing it. Not just your quick Tinder hookup, but a long-term relationship from online.
So both of you two met your partners in real life,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah. Real life. Not on the internet.
Do you know what? I actually love the Crown and Anchor in town. They've got this big sign out the front and it says, real 3D Tinder in here.
Really? Oh,
yeah, really.
That's
cute. Cool.
That's clever.
Very clever.
Well, going to Tani, did you meet your partner online and are you still together?
Yes, I did. So we met about 3 years ago on Tinder and we're still together now and we're about to buy a house together.
Oh, congratulations.
That's beautiful and very exciting as well.
When, okay, Tani, because I'm not sure, when did Tinder come out? Was that still early days of Tinder?
No, I think it came out a little or a couple of years before that.
Yeah. Okay. Because so, a bit, like, risky, you know, Tinder.
So, Tani, obviously, seeing his profile online, you thought, oh, he looks all right. Did he match up to his profile when you met him?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
yes.
See, that's a that's a win already because you're going, he's not bull on the app.
I had been on a few ordinary dates prior to that. Where they didn't match up to their profile at all.
Yeah.
And I was actually about to give up. I was like, I've had enough of this crap. I'm going to go off it. And he was like the last one. And yeah.
Because out of curiosity, were you on any other sort of online dating sites prior to that?
No. So I'd been single for about 2 years and one of my friends actually put me on it because
you're
sick of me
banging on about that.
I'm so single. Well, you know, Tani, sometimes in life you've got to kiss a few toads before you, you know, hit the prince. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Brooke. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, we're doing good, Brooke. Monday morning, tell me, did you meet your partner online and are you still together?
Yeah, so mine's quite similar to the Facebook story. So when I was 17, a guy kept messaging me. He added me on Facebook. And he kept messaging me asking if, you know, we could go out to, you know, a walk along the beach and some dinner and the movies and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I just kept avoiding him.
As you do.
Yeah, I didn't want to meet him. And I said to my mum that, no, mum, I can't go out on a date with him. He could be an axe murderer. I don't know him. And she's just like, oh, you're being too prude. Anyway, then she Facebook stalked him. And she's like, no, he seems really lovely. You should really go on a date. And then we went on a date, and that was 6 years ago, and we got a house, and we just got married.
Oh, yeah, beautiful story. But same question. Did he match up to his profile?
No, it was just Facebook. So people just random people, I guess, when they're
back
bored.
In the day, and your mum's a great stalker. Take thanks for that
approval.
Service.
Thanks, Brooke.
All right, one more. Annie, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. What's your story?
I met my boyfriend in the year 2000.
Back in the year 2000, man.
Yeah, he was from England. And he came out and stayed for 6 months. He had a 6 month visa.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't like him. It's like, oh my God, I've got to put up with him for 6 months. But he was staying at my house. Eventually, you know, we got on good. And he went home after 6 months. He was home for a few months. And he came back again for another 6 months. And in the meantime, I fell pregnant. And he's like, I'll go home early so I can come back for the birth, because he had to be home for a few months of his visa.
So he fell pregnant with his baby, right?
His baby, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. He went home for a few months in England, and I never heard from him again.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, no.
Annie.
apparently he met another girl from Germany when he was at home.
Oh, those bloody German girls.
Oh, jeez.
Annie, so you've really been doing it tough for all of these years, raising a child by yourself.
My daughter's 18 next month, and she's never met a dad.
Isn't that terrible?
Do you still have contact with him, even though...
He's talked to me since, like we've sort of came around and been friends, and yeah. He said he regrets it, bloody, bloody, blah, and my daughter just doesn't want nothing to do with him.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
She got abandoned. Yeah, that's when she was born, he asked for a photo, and I was angry at the time, so I just getting around a photo.
You're like, nah.
No. Where was he? He was from the UK.
Yeah.
I'd use the dad for the British passport, and then I wouldn't talk to him again.
That's what I said to my daughter. I said, you need to get a dual citizenship, mate.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's get something out of this scoundrel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for
get
call,
on that.
Annie.
Bloody scoundrel.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sad story.
Annie, we're going to give you a little prize. We're not allowed to give away wine, but we're going to give you some wine today.
Okay.
That's a really deserving story of a bottle of
it
wine.
It really is. Thank we'll you, just Annie. Play the audio and make the bosses feel bad if we get dragged into the office.
Which we will. Just letting you know.
Crevo, you pointed something out on the show last week. You compared a voice I do to Ivan Milat. Now, I think a very unfair comparison.
Very unfair. Do the voice.
G'day, how are ya? Anyway.
Is that not the creepiest thing you've ever heard?
A little
creepy. Well, do you know what? I did like a weekend shift, right, this weekend going, and I was listening back to one of my talk breaks where I talked to the person. I was giving away barbecue entries for the Father's Day competition we're running. And I realised I've started to develop a really creepy laugh.
So it's an Ivan Milat laugh?
No, I'm not gonna attach myself to anything related to that. But it's a creepy laugh nonetheless. So I know you guys have isolated some audio, and we're going to play it next.
We're going to listen to some of these creepy laughs.
Like, really creepy. Like, you know when you just hear yourself back and you think, oh. How did that happen?
Well, you're a man, but it's like extra manly. You kick up a hormone in there, a male version of it.
Okay. Scientific solution from Jade there. Thank you. 6:46 with the Novos. Good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, tops of 19 around the lake today. Currently 14 in Belmont.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You know, guys, doing this job, you need to get over the fact that you're going to hear your own voice sometimes. You know how people always say when it comes to radio, I could never go on because I hate the sound of my own voice.
Yeah.
You really do need to work past that to do this, right?
You got
to
let go of so many things.
Yeah.
Because you hear yourself every day. I've never understood people like that. Because whenever you talk...
I hated hearing myself when I first started radio, yeah.
Yeah, but I just find it interesting because when you talk in general day-to-day... conversations. Yeah. No, people, you can hear yourself anyway.
Well, we all know you like the sound of your own voice.
Yeah, well, they say, hey, you got to love yourself before you can find love.
Were you awkward, Crevo?
A little bit. But then you just realise, right, that is most of the job.
Well, I had one of those moments on the weekend. I did like a solo shift and I was giving away entries to our like Father's Day competition and I realised I've developed this really creepy laugh and I hate hearing it. I've got some examples here for you.
I can't wait for this.
Okay, so this is creepy laugh number one.
Can't say no to a rib, mate.
That laugh again.
Oh.
Awful. I don't know where that came from. It's very awkward.
Looks like they're in a shop trying to distract people while they steal something.
I think I have an idea of who you might sound like. Is there another piece of audio?
Yeah, I've got creepy laugh number two. Woo! Yeah, you're on. I love that delayed reaction. So good. That laugh again.
Yeah, there's a bit of grubbliness that sort of is kicking in.
I know. I don't know where it's come from.
You know what? You sound French.
French.
You've been watching a lot of YouTube, like, cooking shows at the moment?
Old school.
Been watching Manu.
Manu?
Yeah, it's just it came out of nowhere. I don't know where it started. Have I been doing it for a while? Have you noticed it, guys?
Oh,
now you bring it up. not for long, though. I think it is new.
It's developed.
I feel like I've hit radio puberty where my voice is, like, starting to change a little bit. Like, the longer I do it, like, my voice, I guess, alters
over
a little
time.
Bit. So weird.
Yeah, it's quite cute.
You do sound like you're about to host, a countryside-style French cooking show.
Yeah, French cuisine in the country with Matthew Harrison.
Like all rustic onion soup and stuff like that.
He's Australian, but he knows French cuisine.
I think maybe I put, like, the mask level up because I was giving away such a masculine prize on the weekend.
Yeah, it's a barbecue.
How are you, mate? Yeah, give smoke those ribs.
Giving away a barbecue. You know, it's basically how you imagine manly men to speak like.
Then I'm with my friends next weekend. Hey, guys!
Things are totally different.
I like French cooking, Maddie.
Self-awareness is good. It's fun.
Hey, news time coming up next. It's 6:56, and we're chatting to the latest eliminees from the block after that. Good morning.
Dave, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the no-bos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Really sad news over the weekend. Of course, Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman died aged 43. Mm. Oh, came out of nowhere,
devastated.
Didn't it?
Devastated, yeah, because obviously he had colon cancer. Didn't tell anyone, though. So it'd been 4 years he'd been fighting it.
Jeez.
So really sad. Obviously inspired a lot of kids,
yeah.
You know. And, well, one thing I found out that was amazing is Denzel Washington actually funded a scholarship for him to attend an acting program at Oxford University over in the UK.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, so, you know, he, along the way, often said without the assistance of this scholarship, he wouldn't have become the great, you know, the actor that he is and been able to, you know, succeed in as much as he has.
Isn't it funny? You very rarely hear these great stories out of Hollywood. Like, everyone's so quick to jump on, you know, actors and people of credibility when they do wrong. But, like, you don't hear these incredible stories like that. Like, obviously, Denzel Washington kept that a secret as well. Like,
yeah, it's not so... No, just amazing stuff. So everyone's very sad about this. Like I said, he inspired a lot of people. So, you know, thoughts with his family and friends.
Well, there was talk of
fans.
Like them possibly replacing him, and there's been this big online push over the weekend of saying, no, like, you can't recast that character, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
I think you can recast it, but not straight away. You don't go talking about it straight away. Eventually, you've got to bring the great characters back.
Well, that's, I mean, you could argue that for sure, but just give it a break at least.
Yeah.
Not straight away.
But
very sad.
The Block, a show that is never getting a break or rest because we love it so much.
Plugging that thing, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's one of the greats, I reckon, on TV at the moment, TV series. Not just yet, but I will be. I will be, because actually that's one that I do actually fly in and out of consistently when it comes to TV shows.
Yeah.
And Jimmy and Tam from Queensland, they got first place last night, and they got to pick which house that they wanted out of the five to renovate. So we're going to be having a chat to them after this and find out why they picked the harem they did.
Very good. After Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, this is Rain On Me at New FM 705. Hazy start to your morning, 22 the top on the coast today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. We are joined now by Jimmy and Tam from The Block, guys.
Maddie and Crevo. Yeah, last night was exciting watching them all go head to head, fighting, competing for the house. And Jimmy and Tam, they took it out and they actually won.
Well,
we're just waiting. Are we?
They got the chance to pick their, you know, the house that they wanted out of the lot, because they're all from different eras, right? So, you know, that gives you a certain advantage or disadvantage, depends how you view it, if you're able to pick which era slash house you get to renovate.
So they've got five houses, right? Mm. So, I mean, quite the big challenge for them. How many contestants are there this year?
There's five
couples?
There's five houses.
Must be, yeah.
Let's check in with Jackson. Are they on the line or not? No.
On the line now, just waiting for them to wrap up their last interview.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, awesome. That's why it went a little bit funny then. I got thrown off because I didn't know what was going on, but we're just waiting. We have to wait for a lot of interviews.
Oh, it's fine. We're a little bit early today. Jimmy and Tam, the
Ds. Our fault.
Yeah, I mean, you were just saying in the in the song there, Creva, about obviously they had $19,000 budget to finish the room that they won on last night.
So it's like a little beach shack. You know, down in Brighton, they've got the, like in Melbourne, they're famous for those little beach shacks.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to do them as a bedroom. Not a huge space, but I guess if you have to do everything so quickly, you really have to, you've got to step up a bit in paying.
19 grand's a lot, though.
I mean, there's a luxe room. You're doing renos at the moment, and you're just talking about how good it makes you feel seeing those massive budgets.
Well, yeah, I was just reading through, like, budgets that they have going forwards as well, and I was like, okay, we're actually doing all right. Like, they're spending heaps.
Yeah, apparently. We'll check in with them in a second, but they've, they said that they only, you know, like, in past episodes, they can actually barter the reno prices down with the tradies. Apparently are not allowed to do that this year. And also, they have to, like, they can't get extra money. They can't go to Scotty Cam and say, hey, look, we're desperate. So their bank account only gets topped up once a week, and that's it.
And so, well, they got the prize as well. So I think if you win certain weeks, you get, like, 10 grand
but
or whatever.
But I think that's fair.
Yeah, well, you got to, otherwise it becomes too easy because you can just ask for more money.
That's true. Exactly.
When you overspend.
I wonder what radio show they're on at the moment.
I don't know.
Yeah, well.
This is.
Look, I think we need to move on, guys.
Yeah, who knows how long they'll be on the other one.
Yeah, well, look, if we can get them, we'll get them, but no. Okay, coming up next, What's the Goss with Jackson? We'll do that next, right here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Producer Jackson is here with all the latest goss from the weekend. Hey, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Do you remember this woman? Joss Stone.
Yes. Vaguely.
Vaguely. Remember the voice.
She looked like such a hippie back in the day.
Yeah, and she was huge. She's like one of the richest pop stars to come out of the UK, which I found fascinating just doing a bit of a Google on some of the stuff that she's done. So she's been in the news lately. She offended people from her Bahamas mansion because she said happiness is a choice. You decide to be unhappy, apparently. People weren't happy about that. The latest thing she's come out and said is that she considered an arranged marriage before she met her new boyfriend, Cody. So earlier this year, she was actually in the process of getting hooked up with somebody to get hitched because she just couldn't find love.
Wow, how progressive.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
But an arranged marriage by choice.
How do you get involved in an arranged marriage at her age? Like, where do you go to organise such a thing?
Yeah, not sure. She said she was inspired by 90 Day Fiancé, that really funny reality TV show. But
there's a show on Netflix at the moment where they do, like, they show these kind of arranged marriages that, like, adults often in America are organising.
So fascinating. How interesting.
I guess it's sort of like the, you know how they say it's the male or the bride. That essentially is an arranged marriage in a way.
Of sorts. And they use a matchmaker. It's bizarre. It's so interesting.
Yeah, no, well, see, that's buying some, like, a marriage. I mean, I guess with an arranged marriage, you're right, there's, like, this whole, like, process behind it where,
you know, matchmaker,
like, compatibility matches and whatnot.
They're going, oh, this person's artistic, oh, this person also is into that, you know, they have similar jobs, it's...
You'd want to be in like the first season where it's all getting it right and true.
The good ones.
It's always the ones down to earth that really genuinely want love. And
Apu
then,
and Manjula from The Simpsons.
As it goes on, it becomes more of a fake reality series.
It's just baffling because she's obviously very smart, very rich, very beautiful. Like, if she can't find love by herself, not offense to the single people, but you got no hope.
So true.
Moving on. Cher. I don't know how you pronounce that.
I say Cher, but...
Who cares?
Cher, whatever. She's like in her 70s, which is looking fantastic. So she's weighed in on Britney Spears and the whole Free Britney movement because, of course, like earlier this week, they have put off the conservatorship case until February 2021. They've also put her sister in charge as well, which is a terrible decision.
Jamie Lynn.
Yeah, but so Cher's jumped on the socials and she said she worked hard, was the golden goose, made lots of money, got sick, now she's the cash cow. Does anyone care how she's doing? Who's making the decisions for her? If it quacks like a duck, it sounds like a duck. It's generally a duck.
So she's basically saying, yes, this Britney is trapped.
Yeah, so she's jumping on the Free Britney campaign. She's saying that she's been trapped and taken advantage of.
That's sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
Well, for Britney, yeah. Do you know, that's the truth.
Cher's not generally the type that comes out with these sorts of claims. So, I mean, she's very well respected in her field and in Hollywood especially. I mean,
of course,
you know, this isn't something that she would just come out with, you know, crazy opinion.
Yeah,
so.
Well, she's actually supported Britney throughout the whole thing. In 2018, she had a quip, but the fact that they were working her so hard in Vegas when she was considered to be quite unwell.
They were flogging her to no end.
So true.
Which is an interesting question. If someone's like the leader of her conservatorship, why are they working her so hard if they're sitting there claiming too that she needs this because she's quite unwell? It's interesting.
Well, she's not doing anything now though. Vegas, I think, canned completely.
Yeah, that's right.
She's just standing around.
She's just chilling,
doing like videos.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Making money for other family members.
Yeah. One day she'll do a tell-all interview probably with Oprah, and I can't wait.
Yeah, thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. It's 7:26 with the Novo's News Time with Hamish Minutes Away. Good morning.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, guys, the Knights went up to Tamworth to take on the Warriors over the weekend. 36-6 to the Warriors. They're getting so much flack for it as well. Like, a lot of locals hating on them over the weekend.
Their own game.
Yeah, just seeing the commentary online, so brutal. I mean, even Sonia Hornery got in on the action.
Sonia Hornery MP.
she posts on Facebook, absolutely dreadful performance by the Newcastle Knights today. Lacked heart and the ability to hold the ball.
Yeah, Sonia tells it how it is, though.
Oh my
she
God.
Doesn't mince her words.
No,
good old Sonia.
Not at all.
Give them a break.
Wow.
Jeez, the poor guys.
They've been doing really well. They've won, three games prior to that.
And she's effusive in her praise when they do that as well, too. Just she's also critical when they lose by that much.
Inability to hold the ball.
Yeah.
That's pretty insulting.
Pretty cutting, isn't it?
Sounds like me.
I don't think it was raining at Tamworth.
No.
Well, it was a beautiful... They were distracted by the nice weather. They're allowed to do that now and again, you know?
Yeah.
Can't win every game.
Exactly right, Jade.
Oh, good effort. But, guys, I need your thoughts on this. I'm in a bit of a predicament because when I went to visit my family in Queensland a couple of weeks ago, I went and visited my Nana, and she basically said to me, "Hey, Jade, is there anything that you want of mine?" And I...
What do you mean?
Well,
like
she...
Anything in her house?
She's like, "Oh, go look over in my treasure cabinet. And if there's anything you want to take, like, you're more than welcome to take it." And I did say to her, I was like, no. I said, "I feel like I'm robbing you. I don't need anything." And then my Nana sort of got angry. And she was just like, "No, if you want something, you just take it."
Oh.
And I was like, "Oh, okay." So then I thought, all right, well, I'll just get a couple of things. But I haven't told anyone, and I don't know if I'm supposed to or not.
So it's more or less, sorry to say this, if she passes away, it's like getting now before other people get their mitts on my stuff.
Basically.
All right.
I don't know. There's a little bit more to the story I'll tell you after this, but I'm very confused.
Okay, topic, breaking me. You need to sort that out then.
Yeah, absolutely.
7:36 with the Novos. Good morning. Topic, breaking me, live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Currently 17 degrees in Mayfield. Guys, get this. Wednesday, 24 degrees. Thursday and Friday, 27 degrees.
Oh my God, summer is here.
So if you've got a little tickle from the warm weather over the weekend, more is coming.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
But guys, I went to Queensland for my holidays when we had them a couple of weeks back. And when I visited my nana there, I said to her, oh, it's so good to see you again, you know.
Yeah, as you do.
A little bit sad. Like, I probably won't get around to seeing you at Christmas because the borders are shut again. So about 5 minutes later, Nana goes, oh, you know, Jade, is there anything you want while you're here? I said, oh, you know, what do you mean?
A coffee, a tea, maybe a biscuit.
Yeah.
A lovely slice, a vanilla slice she's made.
And she's like, oh, just have a look around if there's anything you want. I said, nah, Nana, it's cool. Like, I feel like I'm robbing you. I'll be, like, you know, I don't want anything. She's like, no, Jade. She's like, if there's anything you want, I want you to take it now.
So, like, meaningful things, right?
Meaningful things. Because my Nan hasn't been very well. And so every day's a blessing. So I think she thought to herself, oh, if Jade's not going to be up here again for who knows when, if I was to go, I might miss out on getting something if there's something that I wanted. So I sort of understood where she was coming from, but I was like, nah, Nan. But then she got her cranky pants on. She's very stubborn, my Nana. She was just like, no, go into my treasure cabinet there and go and have a look. And so I said, oh, okay, all right. And then I said, oh, to make her happy, there was a couple of things that I remember playing with as a little girl. I was just mesmerized. It was this beautiful, you know, like Cinderella had the glass shoe.
Like a slipper.
Like a slipper, the glass slipper. Yeah. My Nan has this beautiful glass crystal slipper, and it had like the salt and pepper shaker and the little for the toothpick.
Wow, and that sounds valuable.
Well, I don't know. I think it's more sentimental value. But
it's not like gold made of pure gold.
No. It's just diamonds. It's crystal. It's just made of crystal. So anyway, I grabbed
crystal
that.
Crystal.
I grabbed that and diamonds. I moved a couple of, like, I was thought, oh, I'll just put stuff in place of it. So I was shuffling
so
around the cabinet.
So it doesn't look like a big part of it's empty now?
Exactly. And there's a couple of other things I ended up taking.
Oh. I feel bad. I'm robbing you, Grandma.
And I was like, oh, Nan, do you mind then if I just take this? Because I thought, well, if I'm taking the nice crystal slipper, I'll get the set and I'll just... So anyway...
Might as well clear out one shelf.
So, but I was mesmerized them as a little girl, right? But then I took it and I had it with me in the car, I took it back and I've put it into my cabinet down here. And I said, Ben, do I need to let anyone else in the family know? And we had this debate. He's like, no, you don't need to say anything. And I thought, but
are
I sort of feel like
quite,
I should.
Like, greedy when it comes to that sort of thing?
No. Well, no, I don't...
Do you think they're going to mind if they know?
Well, this is the thing, I don't know. And I thought to myself...
Oh, what's that?
Jade, a single item?
Yeah.
Big old sack of your nan's belongings.
But what do you do?
All the treasure.
What do you do?
Literally called the treasure cabinet.
Clearly you're her favourite.
Yeah, she's to like, be allowed first in first.
I thought that was really sweet because she actually said to me, Jade, she's like, you're the first one, take whatever. And I was like, oh, it made me feel a bit special.
You know what the problem is?
What?
You kind of kill her legacy when you go because you won't have told any other person in your family that they belong to your grandma. How will anybody know that, you know, they were originally hers?
Well, I don't know. But this is the thing, though.
Jade's like, they'll be coming with me in my coffin.
Well, you are maybe. Getting buried with stuff, aren't you? All your treasures.
Well, probably not, because I'm going to get cremated.
Oh, that's right.
But
lower her in.
Jokes aside, though, what do I do?
I think you got to tell them, because what if they find out?
Well, that's the thing, but I'm not close to my cousins. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I just tell my dad and then...
Actually, I don't think...
Feel better about it.
I don't think you should tell them because I think it will come off as gloating if you suddenly contact your cousins who you rarely speak to and say, I've taken all of this from Grandma's treasure cabinet.
Yeah.
They'll be like, who's this?
Well, I didn't empty the whole cabinet.
Well...
You left one or two things. You put like the little sacks of salt and pepper back to replace it, like the little plastic one. Yeah, that was the one that was always there. Look, I don't know if we can solve this for you, Jade, but if they do find out, it could cause a family war. That's what I'm worried about.
You know what?
You guys have been no help.
You know what we actually need to do? I'll offer you a solution.
Yeah.
Let's call one of your cousins live on air.
No.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that's not
happening. Well, there's your answer. Don't tell them.
Just leave
I love how you're not... They clearly don't listen to this show because you're just...
Definitely not.
Well, they're all up in North Queensland.
Yeah, they've got no chance. Hey, sorry we didn't help you at all. Next, guys, as you know, in the middle of still having no bathroom at my place, things are wearing a bit thin. I'm getting sick of it. I'm going to give you an update next.
Where did you shower this morning?
At the gym.
Yeah.
Didn't work out again.
Okay, 7:44. Crevo's Runo update, minutes away. New FM. Hooters, and we dance live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Time for a Reno update, guys, because I am getting sick of not having a bathroom. No. Oh, my God.
How long has it been now? Like, just over 7 days?
Weeks? No, this is the third week. So
oh, wow.
That's Jesus, quick.
Yeah, so we'll just starting the third week. Yep. So it's really been two, basically. So there's a few things I'm going to getting sick of, and this is just going to be a little rant segment. All right, so the first one is having to be a laundry gypsy, right? So basically, our lovely neighbours down the street, the first time they let us use the washing machine, that was so nice. But then this weekend, had to lug the clothes over to the farm at my parents' place, and it's just always awkward. Like, you got to learn how to use the different washing machine.
Why don't you just make a deal with your neighbour and keep going there?
Well, I don't know. They did offer again, but I just felt a bit
awkward.
I guess
you're not asking for a cup of sugar.
You know what?
Yeah.
I like laundry mats. It's sort of novel when you get to use one. Have you thought about doing that?
I love laundry mats.
No, they are.
They're so cute. They really jazz up your laundry.
Yeah, I don't like it. You got to hang around. You got to sit there.
People watch and have chit-chats. There's a place in Hamilton where you can actually drop your washing off and they'll do it all for you. The fluff and fold and everything.
Jade, don't they go to a laundromat in Seinfeld?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's why you like
love
it.
Yeah. All right, so that's problem one. That's not too bad. But things got turned up a level when the port-a-loo started to get a bit stinky last week.
Oh, it's happened.
Yeah.
Newcastle's cleanest port-a-loo the first week.
Luckily, though, it got pumped out on Friday. That was a good thing. But then they forgot to refill the little water tank.
Ugh.
So now we've been flushing it with a watering can, which is not ideal.
You said a couple of weeks back that you're only doing number ones in the portal. Has that situation changed?
Still not.
Oh.
So I've still been
where
doing...
Where are you going?
Well, just like to hey, the Bob. Gym.
That does not sound healthy. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, there's a surprising number of public toilets in the 5-minute drive I've found.
Is Emmy doing that too?
Yeah.
Do you not think that's bizarre? Why don't you just do it in the toilet? And number two,
well,
in the
toilet. Well, just trying to keep the smell down, right?
You know,
wow!
It's the like if in an emergency shop.
I went camping with my mate up to Byron a couple of years back, and there's this app that tells you where all of the public toilets are.
Oh,
like
really?
Backpackers who you know, need to shower or go to the toilet.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get that. Right, and then we move to the shower. The gym shower, it's pretty good. A couple of little issues. So after 5 minutes. If there's no one moves in the sensor light goes off, so it goes dark. Actually, surprisingly, don't mind showering in the dark. I've found, but then you got to like fumble around for your phone to like turn the torch on because there's no sensors around the shower area. It's just near the door where you walk in.
Yeah, at least you know when someone's coming in.
Well, that's true. I'm not leaving the door open though, so that's all right. And then the other,
but you could,
okay, I guess, if you're into that. The other annoying thing is that I've found really annoying is, I can't put long pants on in that shower bit because you end up with the bottom bit all wet. Like when you try and put them on,
are you embarrassed to get changed out in the open? In the
no, but it's annoying. Like you got to. Like put undies on and then go into the change room bit and then put the pants on. I'm getting sick of that whole
thing. You guys are hilarious.
Well, you just love being nude everywhere.
But, like, I just think people walk past, like, I get changed out in the open in the female area all the time.
Nah, I ain't swinging my tackle around in there. It's just not happening.
I just think, get a good look, ladies, and no one even... No, the thing is, if you get a good look,
way to turn off half the women in Newcastle, Jade.
Well, get a good look. What do you mean? You're saying I'm ugly?
Look at me. Look at me.
No, I just think if you're going to look, go for, like, take a good look. You know what I mean? No one's interested.
I'm putting my undies on before I go into that public bit, 100%.
Guys actually
are a lot more PC when it comes to that sort of thing.
I think you might be right.
Like, literally, the only guys that love getting changed in the open are, like, those 60 to 80-year-old demographic down at Nobby's in the change rooms there.
You just got to not care.
Well, they obviously don't.
I feel like younger guys are a little bit more conservative.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't mind.
You don't mind?
No.
Jackson, do you think it's bizarre?
No, I don't think it's weird at all.
You're just swinging the Python around whenever you're 100%. Walking around there.
So, Jackson, you go to the beach, right?
Mm.
And you have a big old swim. Yeah, a little bit salty. You're showering naked in the open.
Look, it's very rare that I would have to do that, but 100% I wouldn't care if I had to.
Right.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Oh, well, Crevo.
I feel like there's a phone topic for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's see where everyone sits.
I'm getting changed out
we're,
the open.
We're on
the
FM
room.
Radio, 13:10:09.
3 minutes to 8 with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Very exciting. We're kicking off our brand new segment after the news, the Novos Toy Boss. We've given a toy to a young child who is going to review it for us next.
This is awesome.
Newfm.com.au. If you'd like to be our next toy boss, doing it in minutes at 7:57.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, I have to talk about this because it just blew my mind that a sheep could sell for this much money. $668,000.
Where did this happen?
Is this an actual golden fleece sheep or something?
But you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Crevo, because you might know, but I believe it's called a Texel lamb, has become the world's most expensive sheep. At an auction in Scotland. So it's T-E-X-E-L, a Texel lamb.
Texel, yeah, I've no idea, never heard of it.
Yeah, but apparently these particular sheep always go for like five figures.
What makes them so special?
I don't know. It just says here, Texel sheep originate from a small island off the coast of the Netherlands and regularly sell for five-figure sums. So, I don't know. It's this particular type of sheep I'm guessing you can only get in this one area because it's not like
Let's do a quick live Google search.
Yeah. Why look at the picture. So it might show it's a reason.
It's a pretty interesting-looking sheep.
It's you know what it looks like? It looks like the corgi of the sheep world. Low, short legs, sort of golden colour. And the face looks very smug, like it knows something you don't.
It's sort of like a pit bull, though, stance, how it's standing.
It's really weird.
It is. It's
Texel sheep. It doesn't say why, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeps on saying why.
I mean, they're a really cool-looking sheep. I don't know if I'd pay that much for a sheep that looks like a pit bull, though.
So $668,000. And apparently the guys who bought this sheep said that they needed to spend that amount of money for their genetics. So obviously there mustn't be that many of them, and then they're going to try and breed them.
It says the ram carried an index in the top 1% of the breed. So whatever that means. I know with cattle, it's like a straightness of the back, the size of the rump or the butt, the length of like the legs compared to the body. I bet it's stuff like that.
Mm.
Well, there we go.
Google
interesting.
A Texel lamb if you have a chance today.
Who said there wasn't money in farming?
Yeah, it's fascinating. But guys, we're about to meet our very first toy boss. Thea. So all thanks to Casey's Toys, we get one child who is our toy boss every week to come and collect a toy of us from Casey's Toys. They get to play with it at home, and then they review it, and they get to tell us either how good or how bad, how fun the toy was, and then they get a really cool prize as well for doing this.
Awesome. Yeah, $50 Casey's toy voucher as well, so double the toys.
Amazing.
Yeah. So good. Okay, meeting Thea up next. After Maroon 5, this is Memories with the Novos. It's 8 past 8 at New FM. Good morning.
Memories bring back your...
'Cause I'm a boss. Casey's Toys has everything you need to keep the kids entertained. Head to Casey's Toys Maitland or Charlestown for the biggest selection, best advice.
I'm the boss of the world. I know toys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, toy.
Toy.
Boss.
That's right, guys. Our toy boss gets to review a new toy live on air. And the best news is not only do they get to keep it, they also score a $50 voucher to spend at Casey's Toys. And our very first toy boss is Thea, but we're going to have a quick chat to her mum, Tiff. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we going?
Good, thank you. So how did Thea go being the toy boss?
She loved it. She slept with it every night.
Oh, so the toy Thea is, of course, reviewing today is the Jessie doll from Toy Story. First question, Mum, has it driven you mad yet?
No, actually, it hasn't. I'm surprised.
That's good.
Because it has a pull cord the pull on string, the back where, like, Jessie doll can talk, which is pretty cool.
All right. Well, let's meet Thea, shall we? Let's put her on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Thea.
Hello.
You're
hey, Thea.
A cutie. First of all, did you love your Jessie doll?
Yeah.
It was good? Okay. Let's kick it off. Thea's review on Jessie from Toy Story.
All right. Question number one. How excited were you to open the brand new Toy Story Jessie doll?
I just wanted to open it at the radio station.
Okay, so you couldn't wait.
That's adorable.
I met Thea when she came to pick the doll up. She was a little sweetheart. She was so excited to get the toy.
Oh, this is great.
Sounds cute. All right, Thea, what was your favourite part of playing with Jessie?
That she talks.
That she talks. Yeah, she says a lot, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Now, Mum says that you were even sleeping with Jessie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad Jessie's got a good kid.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Jessie loves to talk. What's your favourite thing that Jessie says?
It's you.
Oh, that's lovely.
She said that. All right, Jessie, out of 10, sorry, Thea, I'm calling you the doll now. Out of 10, what would you rate the Toy Story Jessie doll?
100.
Oh,
that's a pretty good score.
Oh, good job. Thank you, Thea. You were a great first toy boss. If you'd like to be a toy boss, tell Mum or Dad to enter you, newfm.com.au, and you get two toys, which is very exciting, guys.
That's right. It's the ultimate job, really, for a kid. Being a toy reviewer.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? How cool is that?
I mean, it's the absolute best. And a big thank you to Casey's Toys for hooking us up with that as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, coming up next, Love It or Loathe It, and we are talking with this warm weather, guys, nude beaches.
Oh.
Think about that one. 8:14, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Hunters and Collectors, live across Newcastle with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:21, tops of 23 on the coast today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Topic number one today is nude beaches.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say loathe it. Never been to one. Not really my thing.
I'm going to say love it because I don't really have a problem with them. I've not been to one, but...
Yeah, I mean, go for your life and your own for other people.
Yeah, so...
No, you haven't, Jade. I thought you would have for sure.
No, I haven't actually.
Wow. The reason I bring this up, I was seeing a lot of Instagram stories on my feed over the weekend of friends and people I know going to nude beaches with the warm weather.
Really?
One of them, they were getting, like, sunscreen rubbed into them, and I thought, wow, this looks really awkward, and I would feel really awkward if I walked onto the beach and, you know, witnessed that.
Well, I think they say a lot of people just don't care.
Yeah, I think it's a... Some people just like the freedom or something. I don't know.
Most people that go aren't perverts. Like, so...
I don't think so, yeah. I think they're just into
the
whole...
If they're, like, with binoculars on the back of the beach with the seat, that's when you've got to be concerned.
That's obviously not a sign
of anything to worry about.
Who even owns binoculars anymore?
I own binoculars.
Do you?
Yeah,
do
you?
Yeah.
Have you ever used them?
Yeah, for, like, whale watching.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You go to, like, the Anzac Walk, and it's great when you got visitors from out of town. Get out the binoculars, check out the whales. Cool.
Where do you even buy binoculars from?
Just, like,
cash converters.
No, like a BCF or something?
Yeah,
like
BCF sells them.
Camping shops or whatever.
Yeah.
Cashies and BCF. Yeah. There you go. Free plugs on this show. Topic number two, Arnott's.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, love it.
Love it. I love the Arnott's biscuits.
Just any of them, pretty much.
What's your fave?
Kingston's.
Mine are Tim Tams. Crevo?
Yeah, probably Tim Tams as well, actually, now you mentioned Tim Tams.
Yeah, traditional Kingston's are pretty good. Do you know the original Arnott's factory got built in Morpeth? Yeah. That's where it started.
Another plug for Morpeth.
Where they do it in the day. Is that it?
Dare to do it in the day.
Over the weekend, yet another corporate logo change equals massive backlash. Arnott's,
really?
After 150 years, have changed their corporate logo.
So, honestly, I thought it was April Fool's when I saw this.
Well, do you know what? I do love the old Arnott's logo. It's a classic. It reminds me of growing up as a kid. And remember the biscuit tins?
That had the
big logo on the front of it. They've changed it. The new logo, not so good. Very basic.
I'm actually just looking at it now. It's hideous. It's terrible.
That's a garbage logo. Honestly, it looks... Because it has the parrot, right?
Yeah.
But it's a very basic version of the parrot. And then it looks like the poor parrot's gotten some sort of... You know, growth on its leg.
That's terrible. You know what?
Or a really long leg.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Its leg has become unusually long.
It almost looks like it could get work at the Moulin Rouge.
Oh, no.
It's in those legs.
Yeah, it's mostly leg.
Very modern. If there's a petition...
Well, it kind of forms an A.
There's a petition to bring it back. I'm signing it. Because this isn't good.
The old Arnott's logo, honestly, is a work of art. The new one looks like it's been done by a four-year-old with a crayon set.
You know what I find fascinating?
What?
People get so offended by logo changes, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Because there's no need for a logo change. There's nothing wrong with the tradition. That logo is infamous. Like, it's amazing, that logo. This new logo is just... It's not good.
Garbage fire.
I love how we as a society think that we have a say in what a company does in terms of their logo. Like, how dare they spend their own money changing their logo?
If I was a shareholder, I'd be fuming.
I'll point out, though, the old logo is what's going to stay on the biscuits.
Yeah.
This is the Arnott's Group logo.
Oh, it's like okay. That changes things.
It's like that Made in Australia logo. It's not going to replace the green kangaroo. It's gone now anyway. But that sort of coronavirus-looking thing, it wasn't for that. It was something different.
Anyway.
So there you go.
Well,
sorry.
That's a bit of a relief.
Well, it's corporate logo, guys.
I did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that, though. It wouldn't be as fiery and feisty for a morning.
Yeah, sorry to throw water on that fire.
Yeah, why are people getting upset that they changed their corporate logo? Who cares?
It's on a bunch of like letterheads for suing people or whatever they need to do, then fine.
Well, you know what? Arnott's must be doing well in this pandemic to be affording a new corporate logo.
Have a think about it. Everyone's stuck at home watching Netflix. Of course you're going to be snacking on biscuits. They would have made a fortune out of this.
Mm. Massive.
Probably one of the big winners, to be honest.
There you go. News time. Up next with Hamish, it's 8:26 with the Novos. Good morning.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Hey, Hamish, I was just listening to your news report there, and that,
I'm glad you were. Good.
That giant asteroid, was it? Was it twice the size of the Pyramid of Giza?
That's correct.
That's insane.
It is pretty big. It is pretty big. But it's, and when I say it's entering Earth's orbit, that's not like it's going to be near the space station. That's like the Earth's orbit around the sun. So it's actually going to be a long way away.
We'll that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would love to own a telescope right now. Just so I could see it in space. Imagine getting that up close.
I'm going to make a prediction. Jade's going to find a cheap telescope on Facebook Marketplace today.
I reckon you're right. I reckon, Jade, you've got a new hobby, star spotting.
Turn your laptop around. You've already typed it, haven't you?
Well, no, you know what? When you walk along Merriweather Beach, you can look into all the rich people's homes because they don't have curtains.
Yeah, Crevo knows he has his binoculars.
Oh, please.
They always have a telescope there looking out at sea.
It's probably just spy on the neighbours, to be honest. Yeah. I don't think you can see the asteroid. They're very, very dark. And so you probably won't be able to spot it in the space.
Oh, I thought it would be lit up.
Darling, yeah, did you see Mark got a new television next door? Oh, we have to get a better one.
I was just going to just knock on their window and say, hey, do you mind? Can I please borrow it?
Telescope.
Fascinating.
Very interesting.
Stargazer Jade.
I mean, new hobby.
Yeah. If it was only a planetarium nearby.
If only. Hey, Jackson, 105 commercial free kicking off after 9.
A bit of Halsey. Awesome. You should be sad. We're going to throw it back to. This is like gym motivation here.
You know what? I watched some Rocky clips over the weekend.
Yeah.
How fitting.
I used to listen to this song actually running up Merriweather Stairs once.
Did you really?
Did you?
Yeah, it's motivating.
That's it is a motivating song.
Grace as well.
Haven't heard this one in a while.
Bit of a throwback as well.
Conrad Sewell's little sister.
She's never out with anything ever again, is she?
No.
It's been a while.
Yeah. She had her moment of fame.
She did. Be hard to eclipse your older brother.
Yeah. Yo, you only like Conrad because he gave you a side eye, Dub.
he's very talented.
Oh, he is.
For someone to be performing in our green room with no auto-tune, I was impressed.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Producer Jackson, kicking off in half an hour. We're playing What's My Age Again next, Chris.
That we are. 13:10:09. Because we speak to people all the time, we believe we have a special talent of guessing people's age just by their voice. So give us a call now. We'll hand out some Tim Tams as prizes. 13:10:09, we guess your age. It's very simple. We just asked a few questions and then we figure it out. We're awesome at it.
Very good. The lines are open right now. 13:10:09, Tones and I, Bad Child, live across Newcastle. It's 105.3 New FM. Good morning. Tones and I, Bad Child, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Just a quick explanation of this game. It's called What's My Age Again? Very simple, really. All we do is, because we hear people's voices all the time, we believe we've got a special talent of guessing people's age based purely on their voice.
All right, let's do it. What's My Age Again? Playing now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Alrighty, we're going straight to the phones this morning. Alicia.
Hello. Hi, Jade. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. I like the sound of your voice.
Yeah, because it sounds yours.
It does. Bright and bubbly. Are you normally, a very happy, optimistic person?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, good.
Oh, so you're exactly like Jade. Wow.
See, the thing is, though, when people, I reckon, are extra happy and optimistic, they can be a bit older, but they sound younger.
I mean, Jade's 39 and she sounds like she's 15.
I'm not 39.
Oh, sorry, that's next year.
Alicia, okay, what did you get up to on the weekend?
Not much, just hang out in the beautiful weather, played with the kids, took them to the skate park.
The skate parks, you've got boys.
Oh, not necessarily.
Oh.
I got two boys, one girl.
Oh, good. Okay, next question. What kind of car do you drive, Alicia?
A Hyundai i30.
They're
hatchbacky thing. That's quite a young person's car, sort of, isn't it?
Yeah. Reliable. Right.
One more question, then Jade will guess. What did you have for breakfast?
I had,
Wow, mum's brain.
Cereal.
What, sorry?
Muesli.
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 Oh, that's a boring old person's breakfast.
Hey, I have muesli in the morning.
Exactly right.
Oh, okay.
Evidence. Check.
I'm gonna guess your age, Alicia. I think you're 26.
Oh, can we all guess? I really want to guess. Yeah, I think you're 23 years old, Alicia.
I think you're 39.
No.
What's your age?
35. Oh, okay. Well, 0 points to anyone.
You're all winners here, but Tim Tams for you, Alicia. Josh, good morning.
Morning, buddy.
Hey, Josh. What's on for your day today?
On the way to pick up a bull bar, bro. I was at work already.
A what?
A bull bar?
Pick up a bull bar.
Huh.
Oh.
Like for the car.
Is this Josh the car detailer?
No, I'm the courier, bro.
Oh, right.
Just the courier. But is it for your own car?
No. My boss has rented a vehicle for me.
Okay.
Friday night, are you more of a dinner at home kind of guy or a dinner out at the pub?
I love a good creamy pasta from the pub.
All right, pasta. Let's guess.
Okay. Well, you go first, Matty.
I think 34.
I think you're 27.
And I'm going with 32.
Crevo's got it.
Yeah!
Oh, Creevo, well done.
My first point on the board. This is, of course, an ongoing tally. You both have 1 point. Now we all do.
Yeah, we're all even, Stephen.
One more?
Yeah. Nicole, how are you doing this morning?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. You short and sharp answers. What did you do over the weekend?
What did I do? I watched the netball over the weekend on TV, go the New South Wales Swift.
Yeah, I was watching that as well.
How'd we go? Oh, we lost.
Let's not talk about that then. Did you used to play netball when you went to school?
Yes, I did.
And what position were you?
Goal attack.
It took you a moment to remember. I'm thinking you might be a few years ago since you were at school. All right, Jade, you go next question.
Do you have any pets?
I do have pets.
What sort?
I have a boxer dog.
Oh, yeah. How old's your boxer?
9 and a half.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to guess 37.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to guess 35.
I'm going to go 42.
Oh, 42's a bit rough, but it's spot on with 37.
Oh, another point to Maddie.
Oh, thank you.
Tim Tams for you. Nicole. That means in the tally leaderboard, Maddie is on 2, Jade and I both on 1. It is, of course, an ongoing competition.
You guys aren't that skilled at this game.
Oh, come on. I got my first point today.
We got points.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like, but
only,
I have
you're
more.
You're only leading 2-1.
I have more.
He gets 1 point and look at him.
Hey,
so confident.
Last cause coming up next. If there's anything you want to talk about, now is your time to get on the air. If you want to have a rant about the traffic or maybe you heard something in the show, 1310-09, taking your calls after this. New FM, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Jason Derulo, Josh, 685, Savage Love, live across Newcastle. It's time for Last Calls.
Hello.
Last Calls. Yeah, kicking off today, we have Warren on the phone. Hey, Warren, how are you?
Good, mate. How you going?
Yeah, doing good, mate. I hear you have a massive family.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Mother-in-law just passed away recently.
I'm sorry to hear that, mate.
She had strong lady. Never drunk, never smoked. She had 51 grandchildren.
51?
Whoa.
207 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, big, big family. Probably one of the biggest in New South Wales, I reckon. And then it's 36 great-great-great three times. Then it goes right down to 6 greats three times.
That what? Is so quite incredible. Family.
That's mind-blowing.
So, hold on. How many children did she have herself?
She had 8 herself.
8 kids, okay.
Busy kids.
All of them busy, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah, and one of the sons, I think he had about 15 kids.
Wow.
So, yeah, just carried on from the 51 and just, yeah, kept growing.
Now, obviously, grandparents are usually pretty good at remembering birthdays, sending a like, birthday card or whatever.
I don't know about birthdays.
What happened
but,
there?
She's pretty good with the grandchildren, but, you know, if the mob brought the grandchildren over for a day or something, they'd have to tell her, you know, that's so-and-so's birthday today, and
Hallmark's dream customer.
But when we're a bit younger and that girl now or whatever, and you'd leave the kids with her, she'd always want to watch the kids, always. It'd make her happy, it'd make her
so nice. Sweet.
But she'd have about, this is no lie, probably 20 to 30 kids laying around on her floor. But if she didn't have blankets, she had heaps of blankets and that, but if she didn't have enough, she'd put all the clothes down and make a cushion for them.
That's so really sweet.
So Warren,
and they all loved her.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Can, out of curiosity, did the family ever get together at a sports oval and have big giant get together?
We had a couple of teams there. We had one team that was full of family.
Oh wow! Okay, team,
and they went through undefeated.
I love this.
In Tippy League.
Are you willing to say your last name? Like, I bet people know.
A lot of people out there know that we're the biggest Aboriginal family in Newcastle, if not one of the biggest ones in New South Wales.
Good stuff. Good
That's
to
incredible.
Hear.
Incredible.
Oh, mate, when we get together, there's heaps there. We do culture weekends now, actually. It's Carrington, actually.
Good stuff. Give it a plug, man. Give it a plug.
Yeah, we do a cultured weekend with all the young ones from, probably 5 up to 16, 17.
Really
18.
Good. Good stuff.
And they absolutely love the day. We've been doing it for the last 3 weeks or something, and, everyone loves it. The kids love it. Now the white community wants to come on board, and we're happy to do that.
Happy days, man. Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
Yeah, we do, but it's my niece's Facebook page, but I don't know the details of it. I'll have to get all that for you. But
No worries,
yeah, we call it the Pelican, white man, black man coming together.
Oh,
that's cool.
Great initiative, man. Yeah. Congratulations, and wow, what a story. That's the exact type of story we
Thanks
love
for
here.
Hanging out with us, Warren. That's awesome. Yeah, just good job, sharing.
Man. Very good. Kim, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, we're good. I hear you're not happy. Tell us why.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I was on a current affair. I had lost a male kangaroo, and in that time, he went to another carer, and I got him back, and then I had the National Parks and Wildlife when I was at work turn up at my place and removed him from my care. They gave me an official caution. I would have got a $22,000 fine. It was all a load of this piece of paper that they gave me. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom it says, if you want to own one of these, to go through biodiversity and get a license for one.
Hang on, Kim, first of all, how did you get your kangaroo in the first place?
Yeah, the mother got hit by a car, so he was an orphan baby. Yeah.
So are you, though, when you say carer, do you do this through an organisation that...
Through WISE or something?
Yes, I was through Hunter Valley Rescue, yes.
Okay, so then why did they take the kangaroo off you in the first place?
Or is this like a mistake by them?
Where I keep him, he got out and he ended up from Kersley to Ellalong. And in them 2 weeks, he was around a new estate in Ellalong, around people's front doors, more or less saying, let me in, I'm lost.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it was an accident.
Really upset you.
It was an accident.
And
he ended up in the wrong care. They were going to just take him to a property out at Burrell and dump him there. He's very humanised.
Yeah.
I've got a son as well, and he's just causing his brother, his new brother.
How old is the kangaroo?
He'd be going on 5.
5 years old. So you've had him for a long time.
He's not aggressive, he's beautiful. When he was about 2.5, I actually rang around like the Reptile Park, Hunter Valley Zoo, and Oakdale Farm, but at that time no one wants him because he's a male. They don't want them.
Of course, yeah, because people are worried he'll be aggressive.
So you've got him back, Kim? No,
he's at the moment he's at Oakdale Farm. They're looking after him until I can get something settled.
Do you miss him?
Very much.
I'm not aware of this, but are you allowed to have kangaroos as pets in Australia, or is it because you have a particular permit or you have to apply for one?
No, in South Australia you can, Victoria you can, some parts in Tasmania
but
you can.
Here.
And even in Florida, in America, you can't.
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope you can work it out.
Yes, yeah, so do
I really need somebody because, look, between 1 and 3 million of them a year get culled. And yeah. They took this one kangaroo. Why are they so worried? This National Parks of Wildlife. Do you know what I mean? On one kangaroo.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know the full details of the, you know, the situation, but that sounds sad for you because you miss him.
Yeah, well, thank you for your call, Kim. I hope it all works out for the best.
Yeah, well, at least he's at Oakvale Park at the moment, so they'd be looking after him.
At least they know he's safe.
It's like a pet, though, I guess. 5 years.
Yeah,
you know,
get attached.
I don't know the legalities behind it, but, you know, it would be still sad for him, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, very good. Another show done Monday, done and dusted. Producer Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
105 commercial free.
Yes,
up next.
Coming up. Demi and Sam Smith.
Good collab.
I'm ready, yeah. Niall Horan, who's actually admitted that he wants to end up marrying an Australian girl, which is exciting.
They
all want to come and live here. Like, Zac Efron skipped out on his flight home.
He's like,
and stayed here as well.
Go back to America. No, I'll be right, thanks.
Do you know who was also here and I found really strange?
Who?
They were tipping her to be on The Masked Singer, but she hasn't been revealed yet, so I don't know if it's true. But that woman who played Patrick Dempsey's wife on Grey's Anatomy, you know, the one with the red hair?
Oh, Ellen Pompeo. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Maybe, yeah, she's apparently in Perth.
Wow.
Yeah, all these big stars are like, we're not leaving Australia. Ricky Lee as well.
Great song.
Love this one. Awesome, guys. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Thank you, Jackson. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.